Hello, my name is Rich. I use the he, him pronouns, and you're watching my YouTube channel where I play amazing tabletop role-playing games with friends. It's Saturday here as we play on April 20th of the year of our Lord 2024, or at least in the calendar that I use. And we are playing Star Wars Saturdays, and a quarterly that is going to bleed over to a little more than a quarter game of Fellowship set in Star Wars, because Star Wars Saturdays is where I take lots of different RPGs and reskin them or hack them or just say, hey, guess what? This is now set in Star Wars. And we are coming up upon a couple of very exciting achievements. Look, one's an event, one's an achievement. My achievement part, I'll do that because it's less interesting or less momentous. I am now sitting at 99 different RPGs that I have played or run, played in or run, that are set in Star Wars that are not officially licensed Star Wars RPGs. 99. And I'm excited because the 100th will, unless I'm hit by a truck, will happen during the Star Wars Saturdays. The Star Wars May the 4th Be With You mini-con, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks as you watch this, because I'm going to try my best to get this up. This being the video up, meaning on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. All those pronouns are now clarified. Star Wars Minicon, if you are interested in such a thing, I will stick a link to the event. We have a few openings for players, so jump in. I am shocked at some of the games still have spots open, so please do check it out. There are a bunch of amazing games that are set to play, all kinds of different indie and small press RPGs that will be set in various eras of the Star Wars. Very exciting. But that's all of that, and this is what we're playing today, Fellowship. This is the 10th play of Fellowship this calendar year for me, which is exciting because of other reasons, but exciting because last session I felt like was the first time I really had my feet under me, and I was starting to gain a little bit of fluency with the system, playing with Tyler and you guys, but mostly Tyler, let's be honest, has been super helpful for me to get a vibe for the flow of Fellowship. We must let the spice flow, or I wait, no, wrong 70s sci-fi for what we're playing. Let's go around the horn and have folks. We're gonna end with Greg, who was Sir, not appearing in this film last session. So we'll start with Cody. Cody, introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
Yeah, what's up? I'm Cody. I use the he, him pronouns. I play Oron the Jedi, also he, him. He is the elf playbook in Fellowship, with a couple moves plucked from the lantern, both of which are very Jedi-like. What do you need to know about Oron? I mean, his agendas. You know what? I should go over the agendas because I forget those every time. And I know we're supposed to play towards our agendas. His agenda is eternal patience. Play the long game. You have all the time in the world, so act like it. He hasn't been doing that lately, and that's going to cause him troubles. He also is seeking out salvation, seeking out his own peace of mind. And I believe there was also a fourth another agenda. I think that was salvation. Everybody else just has the one agenda. Anyways, yeah, Oron's he's conflicted, right? They're just in a Knight Brother fortress led by Talon Marikos, his former brother of the Jedi Order. And Oron's would be, or perchance former at this point, who knows, apprentice, Dereen Von Wurlock, seemed to turn to the dark. So we'll see the fallout of that shortly.
Indeed, we shall. Thank you so much. Next up is Steven.
Hi, my name's Steven. My pronouns are he, him. I'm playing Nanta the Ewok, whose pronouns are also he, him. Nanta is mischievous, and so the agenda is shake things up when people ignore or underestimate you, and jumps in to do crazy things, hides around, and likes to eat, feeds people. I think he's the ship's chef. So he's always gnawing on like a little piece of jerky or something like that from his pouch.
Lovely. And then Kay, if you could introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
Yeah, hi, I'm Kay, the she and they variety, and I'm playing Darren von Vorlach. He, him. He is our heir. He is, a leader ruler of a group of people which were forgotten lands. So it was this planet that wasn't known until Zinj recently kind of came in and messed things up. In addition to the traditional agendas, he has judge, jury, and executioner make them pay for their crimes, which I feel quite a bit lately. Definitely pulling all of those spots for us. Currently found himself caught between the different sides of the stillness, the force, the light, whatever you feel like calling it. And he's been making some choices and losing bonds kind of left and right here with different people. It's been arduous. Oh, and he has a light whip now. Best car blade and a light whip. Getting it going.
Yeah, sword and whip style. It's very like, soul forge, soul. What's that?
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur. Thank you, Greg. That's what I need. And Greg,
You have to say it in that voice, by
I
the
do
way.
Soul Calibur. Thank you. It's a fighting game that I adore. Greg, if you could introduce yourself and tell us about your character, and we will discover what happened to them.
Just a brief note, Rich, if you ever want to run a just a lore incoherent game of Soul Calibur based some RPG, I'm here for it. Anyways,
Same. Yeah.
I'm
Anyways,
Greg.
continue. Fight second edition.
5 second weirdness. Greg, he, him pronouns. I'm playing Zop Books, also he, him pronouns. Zop is a Rhodian bounty hunter who has been in many Star Wars Saturday games and may be about to die. Because that seems to be how we start sessions recently, and I'm excited. He's a born rebel, so on top of telusing up of our people and improving the world around you, I am here to fix the system by any means necessary. Zop is a little maybe heavier on the second part of that statement, any means necessary. We last left Zop right before Nanta exploded the facility underneath his feet. He had seen Darren become judge, jury, and executioner, and seen a fire in Darren's eyes he had not seen since perhaps Zop lost his lover long ago, a Jedi. So he was beating feet towards this moment, and then there was an explosion, and there was like this Looney Tunes Ewok shaped hole in said explosion.
I was going for more of a Ewok silhouette in the
So yeah, it's like
green.
shadow on the rocks, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Cool. I have no idea why he's just the beakers decided to just come up and yawn over and over, but
It's morning and it's
he's
beaker
here.
time.
It's not in any way morning here. So here, there you go, buddy. Just lay there and stare at the green light. Okay, Greg. Herzog, how does remind us, how does Zop normally communicate with little Falkeen? Like this thing that he carries around on his person, one might say.
The communication is not words. It's more like flashes of emotion. Like memories long forgotten and surfacing, sometimes good and sometimes bad.
That is delightful. I like that. That's cool. And then where does little Falkeen stay?
The most time, Zop likes to keep little Falkeen away from his ears. But it will occasionally curl up on one side.
Yeah. And yeah, that's good. So you witnessed all of this chaos and bits of carnage. And then, Zop, you found yourself running. You didn't intend to run. In fact, as you become aware, the flashes of looking at the Dathomirian, the landscape, the red, broken clay underneath your feet, you came through to that realization without regaining your wit or your ability to command your body. An emotion, not your own, amid the alert and concern, is played to you, and you know the touch of little Falkeen. It's an apology. As you flee the battle, you being a Rodian, there's no shame in that, right? Rodian culture, no big deal. It's wise. It's not a bad idea.
It's not what Zop does.
It's not what Zop does, though. And so you're probably feeling those feelings when you hear the sound of a starship, a spaceship pass overhead, and you're able to glance up and you recognize it. It is of Tapani design, one of the houses of the Tapani nobles. And that gives you a clue. Lands, and again, as if you were a marionette on a string, you climb up to the small plateau where the little ramp is lowering, and you see. We'll show the picture because this picture always amuses me. The picture of a certain woman who, I don't know if you dislike her, but she definitely hates you.
She has her reasons.
We see this fine woman, a smile on her face, as you see, and she is holding a little device, the red light coming out of it, and you. As you get closer, you're able to hear a high-pitched, almost dog whistle type noise. She comes down to the plateau and to the stand underneath the shadow of her Tapani starship. And then you see walking down as you arrive behind her. Carrying a large blaster rifle covered, festooned with all various like trinkets and medals, like the trophies of past hunts, is a Klaatuinian, a member of the Klopta. She presses the button, and you start to feel your body respond again, and you hear a sound as again on the side of your neck is little Falkeen, who had deposited it itself inside you for a brief, uncomfortable period.
Is that Klaatuinian, Jax Klopta?
It sure is.
Oh.
He's got a big kudu-eating grin on his face. And Lady Cinna Falkeen says, "You ran, but you didn't run far enough, Zappos." I told you, I would get my revenge for your murder of my father. A pair of binders are tossed by Jack Klopta, and they land at your feet. Put them on! What do you do? Sorry for dog barking.
It's fine. Zop looks at the binders at his feet. And then looks at the shuttle in front of it's a is it a large ship? Is it
Oh,
like a
no.
courier? Yeah,
It's
okay.
if you imagine the silvery Naboo ship
Yeah,
in the
very similar to
prequels,
that.
like similar to
Yeah.
that, yeah.
Yeah, she would.
Mind you, her father dying means she
Right.
inherited all of his
Of
stuff.
course, yeah.
She's definitely leveled up in life because of your actions, but she doesn't see it that way.
Revenge is all it is.
Whatever else could it be? What could you possibly offer me?
So you're just gonna kill me?
No. No. Jackie will collect on your bounty. I hear your old order is going to throw you into a Sarlacc pit, whereupon you'll be feasted on for 1,000 years. That seems fitting.
So kill me.
Slowly and with panache, but yes, I guess. Kill you. Indirectly.
Well, no.
Oh, good. I was hoping you would say no.
I would like to keep them busy.
Okay, he would like to shoot you with
Yeah, I'm
his
sure he
scatter
would.
gun slash battle rifle. It's an over under. He's very excited about using this thing.
I'm buying some time because I have a siege tank coming in from orbit.
Yeah, that's true, you do. So he thinks you're going to act as a distraction to buy some time here. So roll plus Caraggio.
All right. That is a plus two. Zop's kind of got a little courage. Let's see. I can so I know there was a little bit of discussion about this last time. I can break a bond with little Falkeen to roll with Hope. Is that or
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes. You
Because
break a
that's
bond
the
that's
currency to
to
yeah,
trade it
okay.
in to get that one roll. Is it
Sometimes it's just marking it. Breaking it is with the if the move specifically calls for it.
right. Sorry. It's the marking breaking. I screwed that up. Yes, you
Because
mark it.
Darren had to do that. Yeah.
Does marking mean I can't invoke it later? Is that
You just need to replenish it, I believe. It's just
Yes.
like
And
a
you can fill your belly.
okay. Got it. I'm trying to feed into the other parts of the system a little bit better. Be a better Steven.
We all want to be a little better, Stephen.
So as part of this distraction, Zop grabs little Falkeen off his shoulder and throws it at Cinna.
Awesome.
So now I get to roll with Hope. 3d6 plus 2. What could go wrong? Zop always rolls well.
Oh man, this is not at all true,
That's
but
a 12!
that is a 12. I hereby see that that looks like a 12 in every way. Two fives plus two is a 12. And in our move reference, it says on a 7+, you buy some time, and their intention is all on you for now. Yeah, I think because of the 12, Lady Sinifal Keen lets out a high-pitched scream of fright that belies the domineering persona she was trying to project towards you, and we see just a hint of exactly how young she still is. And the Klaatuwinian Jack, because you're keeping him busy, he tries to stomp it and she tries to shove him away, screaming at him, "You idiot!" And you have bought yourself a moment. They are busy.
I imagine Jax gets off a couple shots. Zop is now booking it. Zop's pretty good at running. As fast as he can down like a slot canyon, right? Because this is Dathomir. There's just all sorts of weird fractures in the earth. And so he there's some shots, get off, he's booking it, dodging, doing the serpentine. And then slides a little bit under some rocks and is like frantically trying to get down one of these like canyons, buying a little bit of time. And all the time, like in his other ear, is like just, pre-rebellion droid talk binary as the ship is flying in.
Yeah, and we see the Diligent Spar coming in.
Oh, it's not the Diligent Spark. It's our
Oh, it flies. I'm sorry. I was thinking the Diligent Spark maybe was carrying it. Does it fly on its own? I don't
It's
know.
a gunship. It's its own little fighter.
Oh, I thought it was a. For some reason, I thought it was one of the like Clone War era tanks. So you're saying it's a gunship? Okay, cool. I mean, you guys defined it. It was your fellowship. It has this siege tank. Do with as you please.
Roger, Roger.
Spikes and steel, heavily armored secret weapon. Okay, cool. So yeah, it is coming in hot, and I think I'd like to see you effectively kept them busy, and now you're trying to get away, right? Or are you more like trying to keep them busy in hopes of using the siege tank to overcome them?
Yeah, so Zop's thinking here is the seed ship is going to come in and at least remove their avenue of escape. Like, if they get stranded on Dathomir, they're kind of dead. And then he's going to have the siege tank just drop bombs on the ship. But he needs to be in the canyon so he doesn't get killed when those bombs go off.
Nice. Cool. So siege tank comes in. Let's go ahead and have you roll for the siege tank attempting to overcome this threat to you. So you
Okay.
will be rolling what seems an appropriate
We could
stat for
roll
you
with
to roll.
cannon as a
That's
as an offshoot of the Diligent Spark.
yeah, do it. Roll to offshoot a diligent spark. Cannon, which is a one.
Okay, and now we're doing overcome or
Oh, I don't think we qualify for finish then. But
yeah.
do you think there's another move that you were angling towards?
Well, okay, hold on. Da, 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 da. The siege tank is actually under rebellion, right? So,
Siege tank is under
earned
earned
fellowship.
fellowship, yes. And it has heavily armored spikes and steel and secret weapon are its
Okay, I think we'll just roll with cannon then.
Okay.
So we're using the ship move. Weapons ready.
Sounds good.
All right.
Plus cannon, you spend one ammo from the ship's gear. So I think what you'll be doing, the ammo will be one of its tags, heavily armored, secret weapon, spikes, and steel. Maybe secret weapon makes sense here because it's no longer secret. You're firing on someone.
Yeah, sure.
All right. you spend one ammo, and you can either keep them busy, but they've already been kept busy, and that means that they are a vulnerable foe, so you can finish them with cannon. Let's see how this goes. Oh, dear God, your
Yeah, I
dice are
got a
hot.
12.
That is a 7+. You destroy the obstacle in your path. I think there are more scattergun shots. You hear the siege tank overhead, and then whoop, whoop, and a very large explosion of flames lick out over the top of the plateau. And you hear a very shrill scream of alarm.
So
Surely
there's
she's dead.
just the blast of air
Yeah.
over Zop as the and then the here's he looks up and the gunship is arcing back up towards where he was running from, right?
Oh, it's yeah, it's headed towards
Yeah.
the tower now.
Yep.
So it's kind
And
of like, hey, is that? Yes, it is. Roger, roger.
Roger,
Whoop,
Roger.
whoop, whoop. Continue on. And then they just go on towards the tower that you ran from.
Zop will crawl back out of the slot canyon and survey the damage. What does he see?
Nice. So you climb up, you see first the first thing when you come up and crest the plateau, there are bits of burning debris. The ship is slag. But the first thing that you see is that gun, the over under, with Jack's hand still attached, but no other parts of Jack attached to the hand.
Zop picks it up and cleans it and
Nice.
keeps going towards the slagged ship. Is Cinna there?
You do not find Senna because I'm going with the Star Wars don't see a body trope. And then crawling along the sand up towards you and towards your boot is little Falkeen. What do you do?
I let it crawl up my leg.
Does.
I open up a little pouch for it.
Climbs into the pouch.
Zop closes the pouch. I'm going to use my shaman ways, and then we should probably cut away.
I actually use your shaman ways. What's shaman ways?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Like,
Seance.
yeah, I think maybe as you're doing your shaman ways, what we cut away is you see the siege tank coming up,
Yeah.
firing on the tower, the grounds around the tower. You, the player, because you watched last session, know that
That's
it's.
why it's collapsing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I just want to set that up. I want to connect
Yep.
the tissue
Yep. Yep.
that. Then we see the tower begin to fall. We hear a Titanic explosion. And we cut to the interior, dark, filled with dust. You hear, who is it that coughs first so that we know that they're alive? Please don't say R0.
It's got to be R0, right?
Yeah, you said it, so it has to be R0 now, Rich. You
R0's
made
just
this.
he, you know, it's just he's high maintenance. He wants us to know that he's alive. All right, it's not R0. Sorry, sorry, Rich. it'll be Auron. Auron coughs first. Am I muted?
No, we
No.
heard you. We heard
Oh,
you.
okay.
Darren,
Yeah.
you remember taking the trophy, you remember destroying the enemy, and then everything turning and falling. You're underneath a heavy weight, perhaps a stone table has fallen on you, but it didn't crush you. Perhaps you can crawl out of it. It is pitch black here when you hear Oron cough. He's alive. What do you do?
Wait, so sorry. He's on? What is he on?
Alive?
Oh, he's
Oron?
alive. Okay, sorry. I
Yeah, so you
misunderstood.
hear Oron cough. He must
Yeah.
be alive and
Yeah,
he's
I'm
not
gonna
far.
crawl over to him or walk. Am I walkable?
I think you need to get out from underneath a stone table that is pinning your leg.
Oh, shit, my leg. Okay, yeah, so I think I'm overcoming something real quick.
Oh, that sounds good.
It seems like
What,
what I'm.
that is a choice, your choice of stat. What would you like to use?
It's either blood or courage, I guess. Like,
That's
I
fair.
wish these had probably blood, I guess, because I'm not like in a rush, if that makes sense. I
Okay.
hate to always choose my best stat, but that just feels kind of like the most applicable.
Cool. Roll your best
Eight.
stat.
Eight.
Nice. With a 7+ on overcome. You need to, or sorry, on a 7 to 9, choose one. Pay a price to take the 10+ result, which means you, are able to overcome the obstacle, or you create a temporary solution.
I'll go temporary solution. You know,
Awesome.
I
Damage. I'm
don't.
damaging your blood. You hurt yourself
Okay.
pulling yourself
Yeah,
up.
I hurt myself. That's fine.
So yeah, you wound your leg, but through just sheer force, you're able to pull it. I think maybe you like twist an ankle, and you're bleeding a little bit.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But you know where Oron is.
Yeah.
Oron, you hear something crawling towards you. It's probably one of those not living things.
Oron will he's you know he spent some time out in the galaxy. He's going to do the kind of meditative mental quick check-in. He's going to kind of take a deep breath and feel move his awareness across his body to see is anything broken, is anything wounded, can he still move his feet, can he get up, checks in.
Nice. Yeah, you do that little check, fingers, toes, all that good stuff. You are in shockingly good condition, as if Providence, maybe the Force protected you. You're well. You're unharmed, Oron.
I think Oron.
However,
Oh, there it is. However.
you don't feel the presence of Freya near you.
No.
Oron has a smile on his face as he thinks the Force protects and then realizes what's missing. And he stands and he calls out. He's Freya. Where are you? Are you? I want to reach out with the force and feel for her.
Awesome. Let's cut to Nanta. Nanta, when you awake, you feel the cool metal body of R0 on top of you. You actually have enough space to like slide out from under her. It is pitch black. The thing that woke you is Oron calling for Freya.
I think I'm going to. So I, you know, I feel down, make sure nothing's broken. I can't see R0, but obviously they're not moving at this point.
Their lights, their eyes are not alight.
Right. And I think I'm gonna reach into my pack. Do I have that might be good? Oh, okay. So I have a energy bow that I'm gonna pull out. It's my weapon. When I
Yeah.
pull it, it's basically going to glow, right, with that energy bolt, so I
Perfect.
can see what's going on.
Awesome. So you light up this space, this empty space where all of you were in the room. The room is collapsed, but more of the tower perhaps is on top of you, and you see along R0's back is this metal, like an obsidian shard that was part of the structure. And it seems that she put herself over you to protect you from that.
No.
You also see Auron has stood, and you see Darren is I don't imagine Darren's a crawler, so probably has stood and is limping over.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's a limper,
Sorry.
not a crawler.
Yeah, I didn't want to dictate that you were crawling, because I feel
Doesn't feel
like,
Darren. Unless he
yeah,
has to, he does not.
exactly.
I'm gonna wave the bow around looking. I specifically want to see, where is Taron?
Ah, yes, you want to see where Darren Malakos is. How what was the final blow, Darren? How was Taron killed?
Was I who did the final blow? Is that correct? Did I actually get to get that?
Last session you were going to do the final blow, and I think Auron blocked it, but then the tower collapsed.
But you guys
Right?
had successfully finished them. I think you were going for
Yeah.
blood. So, yeah,
Yeah.
thank you for that little bit of reminder. I appreciate it. Yeah, so he is dead. How did he die?
Oh, if do I get to answer that then, or is that
You
someone
do.
else?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's gotta be that we just see these like sort of almost singes across his throat that go and kind of cover against that, followed up by like the unmistakable cuts of a Beskar blade. So it's like he first got him with the whip and then finished him with the Beskar blade.
Which means that in the tumult, Auron's attempt to stop you to help you come to your senses was not fruitful, that you
Yeah, he
continued to attack.
yeah, he you know, he finished with that Beskar blade. You know, he used the light whip to almost burn and draw Taren to him as they fell to then slit his throat.
Do you see his sightless eyes staring into the abyss? Nanta.
And I think I kind of chuff, you know, fine. And I go over to Oron and to Darren to make sure they're okay. Darren is limping a little bit, but I'll oh. I think I'm gonna offer Darren some food and like see if I can't find like a crutch or a splint or something that might help with your ankle or your foot that's injured.
That's nice.
Yeah.
This is just brief because, you know, we're under a tower.
And I think as you guys are moving over and you offer some food, you hear sounds outside of this little cave, alcove type area. A little bit of dust comes down. You hear a sound of rock scraping against rock. You're not sure how long this will be stable.
We should get moving.
Nanta, take Darren out of the tower. I will follow shortly. I'm
We
just
need.
I need to find Freya. She may have just passed through the world. It's probably fine. I'm sure she's safe, but we need to be sure. Where, Nanta, do you know where's Malikos?
And I turn around and I point towards the dead body. I probably actually like kick a rock in that direction. And then I turn around and I point to R0, who's down with like, rock sticking out of them.
I'll go over to R0 and try and help get R0 out, either from out from under, or if it's something that can be, some of R0 is pulled away and some of it is left behind, or I will try and help Nant out.
Ah, wait. There's someone missing. Wasn't Chirwal here?
Chirdal.
Chirdal.
Chirdal, yeah.
Chirdal?
Where's Chirdal?
Yes, you have not seen Chirdal, but you could perhaps search for him.
I think Darren calls out in like Wookiee. Like just like makes like this kind of like guttural. I'm not even gonna attempt it because I will butcher it. But it's just like a kind of like a where are you hurt, what is your location kind of like signal.
Wow, there is no basic move for searching for things. That is fascinating.
Rude. Am I overcoming my search for something? Is that
Isn't that look
overcoming?
closely?
I guess it would
I'll
be.
look
Yeah,
closely.
let's have you look closely. Roll plus sense.
Since, oh, I have none of that. A very apt thing for this character.
Yay! I mean, oh no.
Still a seven.
Nice.
Still a seven. Awesome. And a seven plus. Ask three questions from the list. Holy cats and kittens.
But one of them you'll find out the hard way.
Yeah.
I guess is something hidden, like is Chirdal hidden, like does that make sense,
Yeah,
like
that's a great way to interpret that question to ask. Where is Chertal? And you. You do find Chertal. He is underneath, like he is underneath the table that you crawled out from, but evidently it's one of those like huge
yeah.
tables, and he is more fully under the table. But when you shine a glow rod or perhaps your light whip, you're able to see he is not fully crushed, but he is most definitely wounded. Hurt very badly.
Cool. I immediately do I need to get him out before I heal him, or should I heal him before I get him out? Well, I guess what will happen if I heal him before he gets out?
If you heal him before he gets out, then he will be able to lend his strength to yours to try to push this stone table off of him.
Okay. Yeah, then I'm gonna use a Bacta spray and heal him up.
Around.
Hey.
What has happened? He says. And Tiriwook, is that correct? Please help me, Cody.
Yep.
Yes,
Treewook.
Tiriwook.
I think I'll use my final senses there. What do my senses tell me?
Something is wrong with Tiriwook. Not the wounds. He's not himself.
The siege tower, the tower fell. Oh, so you all right? Let's get this off of you, and I'll go to get the table off of him with his assisted strength.
Oh, yes, you may roll in hope because he will help you.
This is
If you want, like
overcome.
if you want to use cheer doll.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Of
He's my
course.
buddy. Something's wrong, but he's still my buddy.
Of course.
And then remind me if, I guess, again, this is probably blood again, but blood is damaged. So what does that
Oh,
mean?
well, he would give you the ability to roll in hope, but what he's doing now is keeping you from rolling in despair, meaning you just
In
roll
despair.
normal.
Yeah.
2d6 plus 3, which, you know, not so bad.
11.
Jeez. Awesome. Cool. Yes. Working together, the two of you are able to lift this table, and he is able to slide out from under it.
Yeah,
And
are you all? Yeah, as he slides out and I take a look at him, are you all right? And I like step closer, like something seems off.
he's staring at Taryn Malakos's body.
We should take that with us, right?
He moves over, takes a knee, reaches a hand out to Taryn's face. Oran, you were reaching out to the Force to try to find Freya, if I remember correctly. I didn't want to
Yes.
ignore that because I think that's interesting.
Yeah,
Should I tell you, Taryn Malakos? Sorry.
I would like to, but I think I actually don't have my I don't have my keen senses or sense the arcane abilities available to me. I'm pretty beat up, but I believe I can mark yes, I have Elder Might, so when I wish to use an Elder Art that I've already marked, I can do so by marking a different Elder Art. So I'm going to mark camouflage and then attempt to I guess I'll use keen senses again. Ask a single question about your surroundings and immediately receive a truthful answer. So Oran draws on the force a little bit, finds his center, lets out a breath, and then reaches out to see where is Freya, the Loth Wolf.
Awesome. Your original read of the situation was the Freya is not here. When you sense the arcane, you feel her presence through the force. And you realize that she is near without being here. She has stepped into a pathway that is connected to this place through the force. Too bad she didn't pull you in. That would have been nice, but she
Maybe
didn't.
she did, and I fell back out. The
Oh
force
yeah,
provides.
sure. There you go.
Oran, he lets out a kind of I imagine there's a whistle that he knows to just kind of, it's like a all's clear whistle. Whether or not Freya hears or feels it, it's kind of like it's old habit, that he just, okay, all right, lets out a whistle. He knows that Freya will either come back of her own accord, or at the very least, he's all right. With that covered, he's going to then, yeah, approach Aro and try and help Aro, get them out of the rubble, pull the rock from their carapace, whatever it is he needs to do, attempt to do.
Wait, say again. You were gonna. What was the other half? You were gonna attempt to do. I'm sorry, I just missed that
It's
part.
okay. Aro wasn't Aro pierced by some big rock?
Oh, R0. Yeah, sorry, RO. My brain went to other things. Yes.
Reverse osmosis, yes. Yeah, I'm going to R0, and I want to try and help R0. If not, get out, be able to, or, if not be able to function again, be able to get out so we can repair them in the
Cool.
future.
With Nanta moved, you probably need some help because this obsidian shard on
Yeah.
R0's back is real freaking heavy.
I'm going to call on Chirdal, I guess. I see that Chirdal is being rescued.
Yeah. Do you speak Chirwook,
I don't,
Oran?
I don't think I know. I don't speak.
He understands basic, so
yeah, he understands basic. So I'll call over to him, and you know, he's familiar. He's one of the companions of the Fellowship. So,
of course, yeah.
Tyrdal, please, can you help me with this? We need to get R0. We need to get out of here.
Tyrdal doesn't look up when you call his name. He's still just staring at Taryn Malakos's dead body. Like he's done. He kind of smoothed his cheek or some weird stuff or something. But now he's running his big furry fingers over the big gash where Taryn Malakos's throat used to be.
I take a cautious step forward and place my hand on Tyrdal's shoulder and attempt to kind of will the force to calm him, or at the very least kind of bring him back. I see that he's staring, and I whisper to Tyrdal, I see it too. I know what has happened. We must help those of us who are still here and get out.
Rich.
Yes.
As I'm watching this and I see, you know, Oron approach and just Tyrdal's acting real funky, like I've known him for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to use my learned elder arts from Oron, my keen senses, and ask a single question about your surroundings and immediately receive the truthful answer. What the fuck's going on with Tyrdal?
Oh, hey, that sounds good. It's no role, right? You just do the thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I tap into the stillness, the force, whatever, and I look at Tyrdal in confusion.
And he looks at you, and there is not that protective nature that he has always shown towards you, that not that fiercely loyal Wookiee he has been. There's anger, and you realize Taryn Malakos is in control.
Is it in the sense that like he swapped himself? So like is Tyrdal dead in Taryn Malakos' body? And then, or is he just like overtaken Tyrdal?
You have the feeling that Taryn Malakos is in control. That Tyrdal is being suppressed.
Suppressed. Okay. Oh, immediately, Darren's eyes kind of flash gold and red even more intensely, and the light whip kind of just like, whoosh, and he's like, Oren, step away. Taryn Malakos, let go of my friend. I've killed you once, I'll do it again.
Yes, kill me. Go ahead. Kill me.
Darren realizes how empty those words are because he can't, because it's Tyrdal, that's his friend.
And then he reaches out to grab your neck. Let's cut to Zop. So Zop, you were attempting to do something when we cut away.
Yeah. So Zop is standing amongst this, you know, smoking wreckage. And because this is heroic Star Wars, y'all. This is not Andor. He reaches out a bit through the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to invoke the shaman ways of the Rodians, and the seance.
I love how much greater you have made the Rodians, just you personally,
the
in
Rodians
Star Wars Saturdays.
So cool.
Have taken them from Sleemo to Sleemo Greedo to something kind of wonderful. Anyway.
Yes. I can ask a simple question about anything and immediately receive two answers. One is true, one is false. You know not which is which. And if it's okay with you, Rich, I would happily pose this question to the whole group. Is that...
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Is Cinna Falkeen truly dead?
Oh, nice. You hear
Now, feel
two answers?
free to channel the answer, well, at least one of the answers, through a new NPC on the NPC tab. Someone who has mentioned several times in Zop, but never actually named, Akor Herrand, my dead Jedi lover.
Ooh. Oh, he's badass.
Wow, he looks so totally dope. I love this picture. Okay, so the question is, you'll receive two answers. You don't know which one is right, which is true.
Yes, which is true.
What a weird thing to ask a yes no question of. Okay.
It's the way that yes or no. I know I'm getting a yes and a no. It's okay.
Yeah, I think we
I'm
need
just
to give
curious.
more than yes or no.
Yes, yeah.
Right? We need to give more than yes or no. And the group can answer. So who is interested in the question again? Is Lady Sinefalkine alive? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like she's gotta be alive. But I think she's, I think you've, yeah, it's like you get this visage kind of your lover, and he says, the one who wishes you harm, my beloved, they are not dead, but they are gravely injured. They have lost half of themselves to your might, but the rest still continues on.
Yeah.
I feel it. I fear that this may not be the only person who has lost half themselves.
Do you fear? And like there's like a strong hand on your shoulder. Like you feel that weight. Are you concerned for yourself or your? Oh God, this is Kay's lack of Star Wars knowledge. What is your group? What do they call your group? You know, like
Oh, the so Zop, no, it's okay. It's totally something Zop made up. It's the Tanwa clan. That's the bounty hunting guild that Zop belonged, runs, doesn't run. Yeah, long story.
No. So are then are or like what would you consider Oran, Nanta, Darren, and that group? Is that the Tanwa clan, or is that like what is?
No, that's my current fellowship.
Okay,
Yeah.
it's your fellowship. So you
Yeah.
just are you concerned for yourself or your fellowship?
Concern for Darren.
Youth is wasted on the young.
He walks a dangerous path, as you once did.
Then he will be lucky to have you beside him against that dangerous path to steer him towards which road winds best, just as you steered me. Perhaps my fate would have been different if you had entered my life sooner. And again, that like the other hand kind of gets to your shoulder and there's that squeeze. Like you feel like his kind of like what would be his chest standing against your back.
Sorry, Kate, did you break up there? Did you say something
Oh,
important?
sorry. So you would have felt it. Yeah, no, he said
Yeah.
perhaps. Yeah, and then you felt his chest against your back, and that's sort of, you know, where he's left it for the moment.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yet there must be a second answer,
Second
equally as
answer.
compelling.
Oh.
Because
Or
only one
maybe.
of the two is true.
Yeah. Or maybe.
No,
Oh,
someone
no.
else gets a
Oh, let
chance.
someone else?
Someone
Okay,
else.
cool.
Yep,
I like that
it's
better. I
true.
like that better. Yeah.
Do you want to do it, Rich?
I have an idea.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. You stop using these stolen elder arts, or ancient Rhodian elder
Ancient
arts.
Rhodian ways.
You realize that Lady Sinefalkine is in the world between worlds,
Ah, the deep
lying
swamp.
unconscious.
As the
Yes,
Rhodians would call it, the
the
deep
swamp,
swamp.
the deep swamp, Like unconscious on a Loth Wolf. This seems familiar.
And the danger has not passed that core. But the danger is no longer here. I must deal with the currently living. And then Zop will like make as much haste as he can towards this tower that's slowly collapsing with his friends in it.
Nice.
In fact, maybe I'm calling in the ship.
You could certainly do that.
Zop can ride to the rescue. He doesn't know anything about this Terran Malakos Chernal hybrid nastiness.
But he doesn't know anything about that. That's true. He doesn't. Cool. So I think looking
Do you
at
want
our
to skip
basic
forward to
moves,
that,
yeah,
or?
let's skip forward to it and then we'll see how things come in. We'll cut back to Nanta. Do you speak Cherrywook? I mean, in some legends, you're just a short Wookiee.
I don't think so, but I do recognize basic. And I spent some time, I think. One of my bonds is with Chertal, and Chertal likes my stories. So I think he's picked up at least a little bit of the language of the Ewoks.
Yeah, of course. How else could he enjoy the story?
Well, I can tell the story through something else, through like R0, but in this case, so I think what I do. We have two sources of light, I think, in this dark cavern. One is the light whip, and one is the bow that I'm holding. And I start to, I release the bow so the light goes out, but there's still a light from the whip, and I actually start to pull it, in a strobe-like fashion to cause a distraction. So it's harder for Chertal. Malakos to see, and he's actually attacked Darren at this point. Is that right?
Yeah, he's putting his big, massive, furry paws around Darren's neck.
In that case, I actually need to go right in. I think I'm going to go in. Yeah, I'm going to actually fire my bow. The strobe action comes from me shooting at Malakos, but I think I'm deliberately not trying to hit to kill him, but to distract him so he will let Darren go.
Ooh, neat. So I think you're trying to keep them busy.
I think that's good. Yes. So let me roll that. That is a seven.
Ooh, seven on keep them busy is fascinating. Keep them busy is seven plus, you buy some time. Their attention is on you for now, but they will retaliate against you when the time is up. Yeah. Cool.
I also, whenever I keep them busy and get a seven plus, I get to sting like a bee.
That's
And I get two
right.
choices. Sting like a bee is, I'm going to look closely. Tell me about the structure here of this cavern that we're stuck in. How could it hurt me and how could it help me?
Awesome. It is in the process because I think it's more dramatic this way. It is in the process of slowly starting to slide, and how it can hurt you is collapsing on you, which is imminent. How can it help you? How can a collapsing pocket in a fallen tower help you? I am not sure. You could use some of the falling pieces, the debris, to knock out your doll with a well-placed shot. There, how's that sound? Did that feel like a way
Or
you could?
positioning him in a particular place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also going to say, I get to speak softly, and I think the best speak softly question is, what should I be wary of when dealing with them? Oh, you're on mute.
Darn, sorry.
No,
You
fuck.
should be worried that Malikos wants Chirdal to die.
Rich, am I understanding correctly that Chirdal has turned on Darren and spoken? Was it Taryn Malikos was speaking in Shriwook, or was it a basic voice that was coming
So
out,
let me.
or were we understanding it through the
Yeah,
Force?
no, that's a great question. So I don't think that Wookiees are capable of speaking basic, which
Correct.
doesn't make sense to me, but like is the
Yeah.
established canon and I want to stay by that. So he was speaking in Chirwook, which maybe that's Darren, how you know that Chirdal is not dead, because how would Taryn Malikos know how to make Chirwook sound? Does
Yeah.
that work?
So in that case, Oron doesn't know that that is what's wrong with Chirdal. So
But
he's.
Darren said something.
Yeah,
Oh,
Darren.
you're right. You're right. Yes, you drew your light whip and okay. So then in that case, Nanta fires off a shot. Oron, I think, holds up his hand and he calls out and he says, "Jedi Knight Taryn Malikos, I'm going to call on my bond with him. I see him more clearly. His bond with me is my brother's return. And I want to reveal some wisdom to Taryn Malikos." And I say, "Why else has the Force brought us back together if not for me to bring you back to the light? You have now a choice that you could rejoin the Force in a way that our forefathers envisioned in the Order. Your time has passed in this world, but you now go forward, a pioneer of that next beyond. This is why I was brought here, Taryn. You don't need to fight it, not anymore. You can let go. And the light will receive you. Let go, Taryn Malikos. Rejoin the light."
That's good. That's good. Please talk sense. And it sounds like
So I'm doing Reveal the
wisdom.
Way, which is
Oh,
a
reveal the
wisdom
way. That's right.
move through Lantern. So when I tell somebody what is best for them, you mean it and they listen. Roll plus wisdom. I'm using the bond I have with Taryn Malikos to give me hope on this roll.
Oh, man, that's so good. What a combo. Combo.
All right, we'll see if it's enough. 3d6 plus one. All right. Oh boy.
No, no
Five of
tension.
five and a plus
Oh.
one gets me an 11.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so good. That is amazing. And a 7+, they'll do as you ask to the best of their ability. You did it with wisdom. You appealed to, and I'm doing the talk sense, but you actually had your own move, right? Reveal
Yeah,
the way,
it's like a
which
juiced up version of Talk Sense, I believe.
they will do as you say. Yeah, there we go.
With
With
hope.
hope. With hope. I think he had grabbed hold of your throat, Darren, and you saw the fury in Taryn's eyes reflected through Chirdal. Nanta fired on him, and he turned and grabbed a broken stone, as if he was going to throw it at Nanta. And then Oron, you begin speaking. You talk sense to him. You offer him this opportunity, and he's finally My brother has returned. He's unable to reply to you in basic, but he drops the stone. And then the tower, this pocket, starts to fall apart. And all of you see as Chirdal's face, his expression begins to change, to fall from the angry sneer to someone who has been freed. And there is this soft white glow behind him. And you see like a hieroglyph of a wolf running in a circle, and it grows faster and faster, and the light grows as more stones begin to fall. And then you, all of you, see this within the empty space, a passage opens, and there is a bridge of light with a Loth wolf standing inside on the other side of this portal that suddenly opened as the pocket finally collapses around you. You're going to be crushed if you do not do something. What do you do?
Step quickly, everyone. The way is clear.
I think Nanta's the last one out as he's pulling on a R0 and then finally gives up and follows the rest of them.
No.
As the rocks fall, and we cut outside to Zop. You saw the way. You saw these two truths. The battle tank stopped firing on the tower after it fell. What are you doing, Zop?
Zop falls to his knees because he doesn't make it in time. Just watches the tower crumble.
Little Falkeen tries to pour some happier emotions into you to make up for earlier.
Zop pulls the pouch off and throws it into the sand.
Nice. It skitters away for a bit. It will come back. It knows.
See, you need your own space for a bit. I'll be back.
Zop screams out. Zop is a studies Rhodian opera. It's a loud, sad tone. I expect the ship is probably starting to land behind me. Who is still on that ship?
Oh, Versi.
Our ping droid.
Your ping droid, Versi Diamond.
Burzy Diamond, yeah.
I think we'd see it come, and she's calling over comms. Where is Oron? Where is Prince Darren?
Think they were inside. I think they're dead.
Think you're wrong. You have to be wrong. I would know if he were gone.
but your stillness.
Something like that. Ship lands on another one of the plateaus. Actually, yeah, it lands on the ground in this valley, right? It barely fits. She comes down out of the ship. We're going to dig them out. And she'll call to the Vorlons and the Ping Droid, and they're going to start trying to pull away stones. But Zop, you see, there are dozens of dead bodies here. You hear a report from the battle droids that it took several shots to kill some of them things. They kept getting up, sir. Yeah, it was wild. Roger, Roger.
Help,
I mean,
help
we're
dig.
pretty good shots.
Help dig.
Come and land their siege engine. And I don't know. Do we really get paid for this? What are you kidding? We don't get paid. So we.
I think, and it, before we cut, I think it's we find our Zero's body.
Yes! I love that. That's a perfect connection, Biz. Like, you move all the stuff and you pull back, and the light reveals R0's body. R0's body is crushed and banged, and Ping says, I can fix it. So, Nanta, Oron, and Darren, the three of you, along.
Integral.
Yes?
Integral.
I was coming to that. The three of you, along with a still a little confused Chirdal, are standing on this bridge of light, and you see that there are other portals, other bridges. This bridge seems to go on. It's as if you're standing in space, but it's not cold, it's not warm, it's like perfectly room temperature, oddly enough. There are no breezes. Darren, it reminds you a little bit of the stillness. The holocron, which you keep so very close to you, is very warm against your skin. And you also see that lying on the bridge is the unconscious form of a lovely young human woman with blonde hair. She looks peaceful. She's unconscious.
Do we recognize her?
I don't think you do.
Okay.
Thank you, Cody. Big ups. Freya sits, looks up at you. Her tail wags a little bit.
I lean down. Give her some scratches, and I say, thank you, girl, for giving us that time. You knew what I needed to do, didn't you? You always know what needs to happen.
Rubs her face against your flank.
I think this is the first time Oran's been here. And so he looks about. I want to look at these other portals, these other bridges. and this person and see what's going on. I want to look closely at my surroundings.
You should.
All right. Move reference, look closely plus sense. Of course, my sense is plus three. I get a 10. And in
Nice.
addition, with my look closely, I believe there's something extra. Maybe not, maybe that doesn't matter. So I would like to see, tell me about these other portals. Will they help us? How could it hurt us? How could it help us?
You have heard of the Vergence Scatter, a place between all worlds that connects all of space and time. It is taxing to remain here. It is challenging and arduous to traverse this place. Can it help you? Yes, you can travel from any place to any place. But it is incredibly easy to become lost. And you have heard there are guardians.
The next question I would ask then is, what will happen if we were to wait in this place, wait right here for this portal to potentially open again? What will happen?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. And my final question. Tell me about Chirdal. What are they doing? What will they do next?
Chirdal is filled with shame for being too weak, for his body as a vessel to have done harm to Prince Darren. He is so filled with regret for what he has done, he will look for any way to atone.
With that information, I kind of stand up straighter, take another breath. We can't linger long. We need to find a new way out of here. I think Freya knows the way, but perhaps, Chirdal, we could use your scouting abilities. We need to find a way to safety.
I think Nanto looks up at you and says, "So we're dead. Now what?"
Oran smiles and puts his hand on Nanta's shoulder. We're not dead yet. This is a place Freya walks often. This is a world between worlds. This is a special and I believe a sacred place. And I think for the first time since all this kind of happens, Oran addresses Darren. Do you not feel it, Darren? It is still here.
It is quite still, and like all of the gold has sapped out of him. Like he was a blazing emblem of just sheen, I think, during most of that fight. And now it's just Darren in the stillness. It's quiet, and his hands are shaking a little.
Let the stillness fill you, Darren. Let it bring you balance. Remember the breathing exercises I taught you.
Darren, don't listen to the fool. I will show you how we can leave this place. Trust me.
You watch as at first Darren had started to kind of listen to you, Oran, like he was doing those breathing exercises and it was calm. And then suddenly, like his breath quickens and his brows furrow, and it's like he's lost the tempo of it. One hand kind of going to rest at his side near where the light whip has been holstered, but not touching it.
It would do you well, Darren, not to listen to that voice you're hearing, especially not here. This place is not a place for that thing you carry. This is stillness. This is peace. That thing will not give it to you. I'm sure it already now whispers in your ear about power, about purpose, about strength.
About truth.
Yeah, and I think.
You know he has a child with Verzi.
Oh my God. And you see this, like at first Darren had like as you guys are going back this truth, and Darren had like taken a moment, and he had like gone, and I feel like almost like let me know if this is okay or not, like Freya had kind of come toward him, and he had like leaned his head against her, like hand dipping into her soft kind of scruff, like finding some grounding. And then suddenly he jolts back as if he'd been hit, and he turns and he looks at you. How long have you been lying to me? Both of you.
Lying about what, Darren?
You have a child with Percy, my advisor?
I do, and I would very much like to see him again one day. We
That's
can't.
who Talon Malakos said. Wasn't being rude to me, he was talking about you.
Perhaps this force speaks to us all in different ways, and it is up for their individual interpretation. What he spoke was not the truth. You see that. He had fallen to the dark side of the force. He had listened to things that would seek control over him. He had allowed their influence to poison his mind away from the peace. I fear, Darren, that that is now what you are doing. But it is not lost yet. You still have control, of course. And if you wish to know about my son, all you need to know is that we were keeping him safe. You know better than most that this is a dangerous life.
And Darren looks so torn. And there's he really looks his like 18 years old here, you know? Like he was a, you know, just felt like moments ago, he was a killer in battle. And now he's 18. And two of his most trusted people have been lying to him for years. And he looks shaken. You're muted, Rich.
I love it. I mean, I feel bad for Darren, but also, good job. Here, the Nanta, the blonde woman, is stirring amid this very, very intense confrontation about stuff that maybe you know about, maybe you don't. She's starting to wake.
I think I'm gonna so I look over and I kind of, think about it for a second, and then I turn back around. I don't know if I can do this. Can I spend a bond to declare where one of the portals is?
I will look it up later to see if what we just did is okay, but I'm going to say yes, because number one, it's interesting.
So the bond I'm going to spend is one with Zop. And if I understood correctly, Zop had reached out and saw Freya and the blonde woman, right? So sort of had seen through a portal to a certain extent. So I'm going to spend the bond there with Zop. And then I'm going to turn around and Auron and Darren are discussing high level things, and I'm gonna walk, kind of totter over to them. I'm gonna kick both of them in the shin and say, and then point towards the in the direction of where we can see Zop, out on the plain with some droids, and then I'm gonna take off in that direction. I think the blonde woman is in that direction, was like right next to the portal because Zop saw them. Right? And I guess I'll stop as I go through, as I get up there and kind of, make sure the blonde woman can follow us. We shouldn't leave her here. Maybe she was hidden in the tower with us, whenever it fell.
She's slowly sitting up, trying to figure out where she is. She looks amazed. Oran, Darren, do you follow Nanta trying to lead everyone out of here?
Yeah, I think as soon as Oran's reaching out, he's trying to explain himself, and then he gets the swift kick to the shit. Yes, Nanta, thank you. You found some. Darren, we can continue this discussion later.
And
We
Darren,
need to get
same
out of
as
here.
when you had your cry, Darren has his cry almost like the same time from getting their knees kicked or their shins kicked. He doesn't respond and he just walks out the portal.
Zop, you find the body of R0. Ping says, "I can fix her," and then you hear a low w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-w-and it. You see this portal open and emerging from the portal as Nanta, followed by Auron, Darren, and Lady Cinna Falkeen, who is trying to hang near the back. Oh, and Chertal. Yeah. She's standing behind Chertal.
So
Nanta
many runs
emotions.
up to Zop and like gives you a big hug, which is about waist high, right?
Not, tend to R0, and Zop will like point towards he
Prince
pulls out
Darren,
a yeah.
Versi says, Prince Darren.
Darren just goes to walk past her towards the ship. I think he even kind of like shoulder checks her a little.
Oh, snap!
Auron approaches her afterwards and gives her a big old hug and kiss out in front of everybody, and he just says, "Thank you for believing we'd still be here. Zop, it's good to see you're alive."
Zap's eyes are locked on Cinna.
She does not have a little device in her hand. In fact, she has no weapons. And she stands near Chardal. You need to protect me from that bounty hunter.
You should put her back.
We won't be
That's
doing
when
that.
Freya steps out and the portal snaps closed.
We should all be getting away from here rather soon. Zop, I'm sure you can explain what
this
is. Not
with her. Zop pulls out a blade.
I want to look at this woman. I've never seen her before. I don't know what this is. I want to gauge. I want to look closely at her and see if Zop's behavior is warranted.
Okay, great. You should.
I got an 8.
On a 7+, you get to ask some questions, but one of the answers. I love this. Anyone can answer, but the Overlord has final say. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about this blonde woman. What are they doing? What will they do next?
She's a monstrosity.
Ooh. A monstrosity.
She is death. She will kill you in your sleep.
What is going on here? What do my senses tell me?
I'll let someone else answer that.
Your senses tell you that there is some serious animosity from Zop towards her, but you are able to look a bit deeper and see that it is an enmity that is shared. She is trying to hide it under a veneer of being helpless, but she very much wants to kill Zop. Hurt Zop Books.
My final question then is, what will happen if we leave her here behind? Does she look like the sort who can take care of herself out in the middle of the Dathomiri Wastes?
Nope.
Zop, put her in binders. We're not going to leave her to die out here in the wastes with those things rampaging about.
I won't take that chance, Oron. She dies here.
I think you see Darren at like the boarding sort of bridge up. He's standing like at the entrance. And he looks to Zop and he looks to Oron. And he says, "This is my ship. I will make the choice of who boards and who doesn't. Plead your case." And he looks to the woman.
You may not know this, but Zop Books is an assassin. He murdered my father. He's lying to you. Whatever he's told him. You about himself. It's a dirty lie.
You may want to try a different tactic. Zop has proven invaluable to me and my team, and your time is dwindling. And he's sort of standing like very like tall, like that sort of regal likeness despite it all.
Cinefal Keen is a spy. She is polluting your planet. I saw her in your palace. She has the ear of who did I see her with?
Judas.
She has the ear of Judas. She is responsible for the Empire finding your planet. She needs to die.
Oh fuck! sorry, that's Kay.
Shit. She definitely has a. I'm a Tapani noble. Of great to you, of power, my hands. Prince Darren, I can help you.
Every second she lives, Zinj wins.
Okay. Darren starts to make his way down. Like he had been up, getting ready to go to up the ship, and now he's like slowly making his way down.
Chirdal says, "I will break her neck for you.
I alone get such honor."
She's looking around. She looks to you, Nanta, the cute teddy bear creature who she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Please. Don't know what he's done to me, and I was only there to hurt Zop. I can help your people. The Empire is in control. Judas is the ruler. Your sister has been imprisoned, as have all the other nobles.
What?
Only
And
I know where they're being kept.
More lies.
Oh God. Where are fucking moves? Where are moves in this game? Trying to think. Because I don't think look. I'm trying to think if like look closely or speak soft. Like what would be better for? Yeah, I guess speak softly because I am now getting up closer to her and I'm going to see if or I want to know if she's telling me the truth here.
Oh yeah, there's definitely all like what should I be wary of when dealing with them? Yeah, I think there's
yeah,
some
speak
stuff.
softly. Yeah, speak softly. Okay, so I would like to roll with the wisdom, please.
Oh, you're so wise. I love this.
A six.
Amazing.
Uh-oh. Oh, spaghetti.
One of the yeah, you still ask questions, but one of their answers is false. But you believe it to be true.
Yeah,
right?
But I
think
believe
that's
it.
important.
Yeah. What should I be wary of? Let's start. Yeah, the obvious. What should I be wary of when dealing with them?
She is not lying. She is connected, and as a Tapani noble, if her death is found, her house will be obliged to avenge her.
What can they tell us about the imprisonment of my family where they are?
She is embellishing the story when she lies to tell you. I know where they are being kept. Matron Chevalier trusts me. I can help you to free them, to free your whole world. Is that not worth some time? And then I will leave you alone. Zap, though. I will deal with him later.
I will not get on the ship if she does.
What were they doing and what are they going to do next?
Oh, she was here to kill Zop. And she's going to, while on the ship, try to find ways to kill Zop. Accidentally. It'll definitely be an accident, for sure. That's true.
That's true. I think Darren has come up closer to her.
She does that like thing where she opens herself up to you. She's pretty. She's doing the like, I'm going to stand close to you. Baby, you're attracted to me and that will give me a chance here.
Mercy. Remind a weary mind, what are the rules for treacherous action and judgments in Vora?
Ooh, that's a great question. Rich, the overlord slash GM, do you imagine that Voron is the kind of person, the kind of laws and structure to exile or to imprison or to
execute? I was going to leave that to you.
Oh, okay. Whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever you want. I'm going to give this one
I mean,
to
they're
you.
very much like the chill stillness college or to college California. How did college
they are,
become? Yeah. So
they
I
are
I
a pretty peaceful people.
They should be removed so they are no longer a threat to the community. Exile.
That it's a shame we're not on Vora. And I want to knock her unconscious if I can, like just have like been like striding kind of behind her and just kind of like smack her in the back of the neck or something, just like knock her out.
think that seems interestingly expedient and doesn't make any of the problems go away. So sure.
Yeah.
Two balls.
Yeah, and he lets her hit the ground instead of catching her.
Oh, nice.
Zop, she's not coming on the ship. She is being brought on, and I will entrust you with her excavating the truth from her mind and her information.
So you hit her. She collapses. And you attempt to use your way of your air, yes, my liege, right? Are you invoking this as you are the captain and I will do what you say?
Yeah, I think he meant it more like here, I'm gonna give you kind of what you want, but you need to do something for me first. But if you want to play it off that move as if he's trying to like captain it up and liege noble air it up, sure.
Yeah. Sop grabs her momentarily and says, "The rules of the Tanwha clan apply in all places." And he just stabs her right in the chest.
Oh, Cody.
Hey, guys, it's tough out there.
Unless I totally want to like open this up. If that would make it to the point where Zop is like just no longer a member of the fellowship, and that would be too much,
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with not doing that, and we leave her here.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't make Zop. But listen, there's a lot of stuff going on in this fellowship right now. We're gonna have to have a nice family chat, I think. No, that's it is what you will do, Zop. So you do it.
Yeah, I'm okay
Okay.
with
Yeah, an unconscious person, Zop stabs her, and I think that's where we end the session with the reaction of like, what?
it. And to be very clear, because this is important for a Destiny playbook I want to take, Zop feels nothing.
Ooh.
I love that. I know, I'm so
He
curious.
feels no satisfaction from this and no release of his need for revenge. Okay.
Real quick, because I actually will not be here next week because my family has changed the date of Passover dinner because my brother got a new job.
Congrats to
So
your brother, but I hate him a little bit, even though I
I
don't
do
know him,
too.
because he just took you from me.
It's valid. So I'll be traveling to New York, so I won't be able to be here in the morning. So I think we see this, and Darren looks not angry, but disappointed as if he has the right, and we just see him storm onto the ship and we hear like the you probably don't, but I'm gonna say this because it makes Kay feel good. You hear the slam of like a teenage bedroom door as he like locks
Perfect.
himself into the captain's quarters.
Yes, excellent, 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 excellent.
The engineer's like autopilot. That's great. That's great. All right, lovely, lovely stuff. Let's do some end of session question and answer time, friends. Did you strike a blow against the Empire or its leaders?
Yes.
How so?
Alamalakos is dead.
Yeah, okay.
Said the fuck you did that.
I did that last session.
That's true. Well, did we get it last session? I think
I
I
thought we
guess
had
we
like
did.
we
I
destroyed
think
his tower and his whole, or I don't then we redeemed a member of the Empire then. How about that? Or we killed one of their agents that helped set up stuff. Cinna. We killed one of their spy agents.
so sad about that, you guys. She was gonna be such a great little vicious thing on the ship. She's so cute looking, guys. Okay.
You could have been a nice, cute lady to poorly influence Darren.
She could have been. Somebody
No,
stabbed her in the heart. Oh, so
should you
sad.
go through her pockets before you leave her? I can't do that because my character's gone, but somebody else should.
Okay. Let's see. Did you protect the common folk from harm? I
No,
didn't actually
I think
even
so.
give you any common folk to protect. That's on me. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did you learn
Let's
something
take
new
care
about
of
the
you.
Empire and its plans? Yes. That's a definite yes. You learned that, hey, they just jumped like 3 steps in line to put Judas in charge as the regent. So that
Four
sucks.
steps.
Yeah, 4 steps.
Darren.
That's right, because he's fifth. But no, it's fine. It's fine. They jumped all the steps to Judas.
Yeah.
They imprisoned everyone, according to Senna. And of course, she was never lying.
But didn't, real quick, asterisks, didn't Matron drop her off at the rebellion for Leofira? That
Oh,
was my kind
Leofira was,
of.
yeah, escaped, right?
Okay,
Leofira
because it's okay,
escaped
because she
with
was
Ikor.
lying when she said Leofira was imprisoned. Okay. I was just K clarifying because it says imprisoned on her
No, that's
locket.
good. It's a good question. I should change that. Thank you. That was faulty memory. Currently with the rebellion.
And one is hiding and two are imprisoned. Okay, cool.
Cool. Was that the third question? I think that was the questions. So you have
Okay, we got.
one yes. No, two yeses. Two yeses. Blow against the Empire. And something new about Empire. So do you want to refresh? Each player may refresh a piece of gear to its full value. Gear can also be folks, you can choose a stat to heal. Does not have to be your own. Or you can choose the Fellowship and Empire, each choose somebody to level up. Which two do you want?
I would like to see Zop level up. Zop had his solo adventure at the start, personally. That's
Yeah.
where I'm at. My heart's going.
Who am I to argue with that? But
Yeah, let's do that.
okay.
Well, I choose Pickett. No, Oran.
Forced to choose Oran, yep.
Forced to choose Oran.
I wouldn't
What?
mind being able to clear a damage stat, but that's.
You're the only one hurt, though.
But can't they refresh gear or something if they have any damage or anything or no?
Hold on. That's a great question.
If we can, that's also fine.
No. It's what happened? Choose a stat to heal or
I'd be
refresh
fine healing
gear.
because then I could heal the bond damage or use on Freya.
That's true. Yeah, so you can you choose a stat or bond to heal. So yeah, if you guys want to go there, then
Are there any other companions that have been brutally hurt? I don't think so.
or zero.
I narratively, that's the part that I'm still just a little confused on, is like I narratively hurt your companion, but you didn't harm the stat of the companion, so
So I took that as a hard move from the collapse of the tower,
yes, it was.
which seemed completely legit. And mechanically, I think, that means that R0 would be taken out. If I refreshed it, I would probably not replace R0 or repair R0.
Oh really? Well, I'd be R0. We fictionally, Ping said, I can fix her.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
you can if you wish, because I like
Yeah,
that
yeah.
companion, and also you got the cool background. I don't want you to have to do more Photoshop work, man. I mean, she's cool.
Yeah, no big deal. But yeah, so the choices right now are level up and then refresh. I'm sorry, not refresh, heal.
Level up and heal is what it sounds like the group is doing.
Okay. So let me ask a question, a debate about that a little bit. How else can you refresh gear other than these questions at the end?
Fill your belly.
Fill your belly will also refresh gear?
I thought so. Hold on, I'm
It
looking
might
now.
for Zop. I think for refreshing
Oh,
gear,
and
we need
that's
to
just
recover.
healing. Yeah, it's just healing.
We need
Yeah.
to do
So I was going to
the
suggest,
yeah. Go ahead.
does anyone else have gear?
You got a tough choice. You
Companions do
guys are
not count
either
as
going to
gear,
do
right?
gear or heal. And the good news is that if you do gear, then you can fill your belly in the next session to heal, but you can't intermediary session refresh gear that I know of. So up to you guys, however you want to go.
I don't have any gear that needs refreshing. My lightsaber is destroyed, so that's a whole different thing. I think I'll just shoot my wish really fast, which is that I want us to have that downtime of filling our bellies and stuff, and what like more expansive. So whatever actually makes that viable. So if it's like you need to have food to do that, I'm fine with Freya still having the bond marked to get there, because I think fill your belly also allows you to heal folks.
Yes, it definitely is about healing.
So I'm cool with that, because I'm wishing, I guess, for the downtime. So it's like we don't have to do the end of session heal because we're going to have that other chance to do so. Whereas between last time we were in the thick of it, so it's like that might have been the only way to get that heal that was necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it helps you tactically, I will say I'd like to start the next session with some downtime, because that also fulfills Tyler's previous wish, which was to have some downtime with the PCs. So, does that mean you guys are choosing to do gear this time or not?
Oh, okay. This makes it even more tough. I think the only character who has stats hurt are is Darren, and Kay's not going to be here next time, so can't participate in the fill your belly. I don't care. It's fine.
If you guys want, if you have gear you need refreshing, you want to do that, that's fine. We can let Darren stay damaged for a bit.
Kind of
Yeah,
narratively
I do
might
kind of
be.
like Darren being damaged, to be honest.
Here's a question. How do we uncheck your Elder Arts moves, Cody?
Those, we need to do some downtime. I need to fill my belly.
Yep.
I think that's it. I think it's just when I fill my
Yeah,
belly, I
refresh,
can.
refresh with gear
Oh.
when you recover.
Recover, yes. So more than just fill your belly, I would want it to do. I want to have downtime to recover.
Yeah,
But
recover when the fellowship rests in a place of safety for over a week, heal all of your stats
oh,
and
it's
restock all of your gear.
over a week. Well, that might be
But I
tough, but I'd like.
advance my plans and heal
Yep.
damage. Okay. So what did you guys finally choose? Level up and
Level up and
gear or heal?
I say gear. Steven needs gear. I'm fine with I
I
personally
have
like the
something I
idea
could
of
refresh
Darren.
for gear,
Yeah,
so
I
I'm
like
good with that.
Darren being a
And
little
Kay,
damaged
I will
still.
make space when you return.
Oh yeah, it's
I will make
fine.
space for you to be able to heal.
I am only mildly bummed that I'm going to miss the fun downtime activities.
I'm
It's
very
fine for
bummed.
my character to be damaged.
Okay.
It's kind of good for him to be damaged, TBH.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Then you are choosing to refresh gear. Cody, you've given one of your wishes. Did you have any others? Downtime and conversations? Any
Yeah,
other?
it was just downtime actions moves, because I think we needed to do some fellowship moves or rebellion moves as well. So I kind of, and personally, if that means we can do a recover of, hey, we're in the fleet for a week and we just kind of have scenes spread out over a week of us doing it, I'm
I
in
think
favor of that.
that sounds really fun and interesting to me.
Yeah. Darren stays locked in the captain's quarters for a week. Darren broods for a week. That sounds believable.
I am dropping into the our Slack conversation a link to the fellowship moves you may choose from for Dathomir because you freed them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go. All right, then we've done all of the end of session stuff. I gave you the fellowship moves. I'm doing that in the Slack channel specifically so Kay can participate in the conversation. So please, if everybody get a chance over the next few days, take a look. If you don't, then next Saturday we'll get together and you'll make your decision, and that's okay too. You know, I don't love giving homework, but this is
I
kind
like
of fun.
homework.
Sorry, what was the homework? I was distracted by something else.
I dropped into our Slack convo the Google Doc with the fellowship moves you have access to choose from for having freed Dathomir.
Ah, okay, lovely. Thank you. I was trying to figure out if there were any implications to me becoming a threat to the world. And I know we're now at overtime, but
It's okay. We're over time. Let's do wishes real quick. Cody, thank you for your wishes. Recover, rebellion moves, downtime conversations, blah. Kate, do you have any wishes?
Yes.
Cody,
Do I have
you track?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think my wish is just kind of to see some of the fallout. And also, I guess I don't have a direct wish. I lied. Because I'm not going to be here next week. So I'm just like excited to kind of watch that taping and think of things that, but, oh, here's my wish, Rich. We should maybe do a little texting because while he's by himself, there is a holocron in the room with him. And he's feeling,
No.
you know, yeah, there's a wish.
Okay. Thank you, Kay. That's
Have fun with
great.
that. My brooding teenager is holocron.
Not at all a problem. Greg or Steven, who'd like to go next with wishes?
Yeah, I'll go. So one is I think Cody mentioned we need to do the bookkeeping stuff for at the end, and you drop the stuff into the Slack. That was one. And the other one is I'd like to figure out the hero move Unbroken, which is hope. You have hope. Because that seems to give you hope all the time
Yeah.
versus maybe we need to put some limits on that and we should talk about it. We don't have to do that now. We could
Yeah,
just
yeah,
think
yeah,
about
yeah.
it and maybe.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. I'm very, very confused by it because it just says you have hope. That's literally what it says,
I did a
so.
search. I did a search and found somebody on RPGNet that commented and said, "It sounds like that's all the time because that's the only sentence. It's vague." I'm like, "Yeah, that's maybe talk to Tyler."
It's very vague. Like that,
So
Cody, I said it your way.
I was looking at Hero for a moment because I was looking through Destiny Playbooks. It's actually one of the first ones that's listed in the books, and I read it both ways as both like you can get that as mechanic, but also just like a fictional positioning. You actually have hope. Like you are not, you cannot be broken down by the machinations of the Empire, which was interesting. Wishes on mine. I believe Cody expressed this earlier. I would love to have, maybe this is how we get to Zygeria, like the big battle. I would love to see that kind of scene. We had a bit of it with Dathomir. It was very good. But I want to see that with like the rebellion moves and like an actual, we're the small special operations group of the rebellion. I want to see the troops landing and yeah, I think that would be cool too. Because we're finally, maybe we've got the up and up on Zinj now. Maybe. I don't know. Terran Malakos doesn't really seem to be dead. Let's see. Any other wishes? Sorry, Steven, did you have more wishes? I kind of jumped in there.
Oh no, not at
Okay.
all. Huh.
I think that's it. That's all I have right now.
Okay, thank you. So Greg, you went last with wishes. You could go first with stars.
So many stars. Kay, I love that Darren is I was thinking through this, like Oran is kind of like the Obi-Wan and Darren is kind of Luke, but now Darren's also kind of like what's his name from
Kylo-y.
Rebels, getting all
Ezra, yeah.
emotional. Yeah. It's so much fun. I loved having the scene with my long dead Jedi lover talking about you with you. Okay, that was so good. Oran, I love that all the things with Freya. Freya is so cool. It's also a starter rich, pulling in the world between worlds. Nanta just kicking them in the shins within the world between worlds, being like, come on,
Shin World.
let's go. Sops out there. I love that. Just a great session overall. I'm so sad that Kay won't be here next week. It's
Me
okay.
too.
Well, we will
Very sad.
We will be just as, bad and dangerous and evil to ourselves as without you, Darren. So.
Actually, the most lovely, beautiful session that happens. Like, everything's so peaceful because Darren's not there. You just have this great, relaxing week.
Turns out you were the problem after all, Prince
all.
Darren. Steven, did you have any stars?
One of them, so Cody, the speech that you gave to Malikos was fantastic, and I've noticed you're really, really good at those. Those are very awe-inspiring during the game. I really like that. Kay's turning, Darren's turning towards the dark side, and I'm starting to think, oh shit, is like Kay's destiny path the traitor? Is Darren gonna be the traitor? Ooh, that's super interesting. And then Zop, I didn't expect little Falkeen that whole, update. So Rich, kudos about throwing something that was unexpected, and then just getting to see Zop's badassery on screen was amazing.
Was pretty awesome. Cool. Thank you, Steven. Kate, did you have any stars?
Of course I do, Rich. Of course
Ooh.
I do. I always have stars. You know this. First of all, starting you, Rich. I love the left field. He has a son with Versi Diamond. Like, what a
Oh,
juicy,
getting
like,
on that.
perfect. Yeah, that was such a good like time to bring that up, and especially with what Malikos said in last session. And that moment where he was leaning more towards Auron than the Holocron, and the Holocron just knew where to hit that like damage, was so good, so wonderful. Greg, having that conversation as your former Jedi lover about Darren was great, super fun, loved that. Also really liked, and I noticed this funnily enough this morning when I was looking when we first started, that in red, yeah, you get to ignore, yes, my liege. And so that kind of coming
Yeah.
up in that moment at the end was such a chef kiss. I was like, oh, what's this? It's in red. Oh. And then when you brought it up, I was like, yes, we love when we can pull in the mechanics and still do our cool storytelling. So that was great. Steven, this has already been mentioned, Nanta kicking people on the shins, chef kiss. Nanta having that kind of turtle bond in that moment was also great, but also like the heartbreak of Nanta like trying to dig R0 out and just not getting it was so good. I love, and I feel like again you do so much in small increments with this character, and it's so great, and it's always impactful, and I really love that. Like, it's just moments are just so poignant. Oh, Cody. You want so bad to help and to lead Darren in the light, and it's so wonderful. Like, you're so expressive, and it's so good. And then just like the moment when he hugs Versi after fucking Darren like shoulder checks her as he walks past is so good, and him trying to reach it out. I am mutually bummed that we cannot have some weird father figure son talk during the downtime as we in our different positions, but it'll only make it greater later when it does happen. But yeah, I love that. You know, we can't leave her, and just yeah, it's good. It's a great game.
Good. It was good. Cody, bring us home.
Rich, sorry for sure all take being taken over by Terran right at the beginning. That's some sick dark side shit, and I love it.
Yay.
Absolutely ecstatic when you brought the World Between Worlds into this. That blew, I was just like, this is the best day of my life. Kay, stepping into Acor, Zop's lover, was huge. I thought that was such a
That
cool
was
thing to
really
jump
cool.
right into it and to peel back the layers of then, yeah, like what Greg already said, to go over what's going on with Darren. That was awesome. And huge ups to the to you for the scene in the World Between Worlds. That was a great scene to have. Thank you for that. Steven, spending the bond with Zop to locate a portal was genius. I wasn't sure how we were going to get out or what the play was, and so you found a way to mechanically kind of bring that all together. I really like that. That was a great move because it. I worried that we could linger. I was like, oh, we might just kind of get stuck in here because we. It's such a tough thing to imagine, but you nailed it. And then Greg making Kay have to talk about Darren from another point of view, huge. Good stuff. I that was so great. A biggest star to that scene because it was like, It's a huge start of Kay for having played Darren this way this entire series of this back and forth, and it's difficult. And so getting to have Kay then voice another character speaking on it, which I just thought I had the best time watching that. Also, fun. A big star to calling the World Between Worlds the Deep Swamp. That was great.
That was wild. I'm like, what? Oh, that's weird and awesome.
We'll see it differently.
It's great. Yeah, it was. No, it felt very Rodian. I love that. The Deep Swamp. Actually, I've started to write it down in something interactive. Swamp. Excellent game. Really enjoyed the session. Sad about Kay not joining us next week, but we will have Tyler back. So, you know, I one of these days, all of you will be together.
Ooh,
one of these days.
I have one more wish that I have
figured
out. This is a weird wish because it involves me. Sort of, but I'm not there. I would love to see in the recording when I watch later, an Oran and Chavelsa scene, that just like the divorced parents, what I think is best for our child vibes. Just like them talking, them like, you know, like they each clearly have a different path for Darren and clearly seem to both care about him quite a bit. So like how fun would it be to have them? Because we will inevitably get our, you know, one side of Darren, one side the other, like moment, and for them to have that discussion without him there beforehand seems pretty cool.
It's a good idea. Cool. We'll try to make it happen. Thank you all so much for playing. Thanks for anybody watching. At this point, we ran a good bit over, so sorry about that. We will stop the recording.